Hiya, it's Ruth here from Ruth Olayinka Clinical Hypnotherapy and Birth Preparation. A couple of people have been asking me if I could put together a trance for mums of young babies, newborns, and within the first few months to establish and maintain a healthy breastfeeding relationship. And I hope that you can get some use from it as much as I've enjoyed putting it together. Just some safety really as well. If you are going to listen to this whilst you are nursing your baby, it's really important that you don't do it sitting up. If you're going to be nursing your baby, do it in your normal safe bed sharing position, or how you would normally lie down during the day to nurse your baby, so that you can feel completely safe and calm. And of course you can listen to this when you're not nursing your baby as well, although I am aware as well that sometimes in the early days that feels a little bit like it's more often than not, and that's quite normal too. So because self-care is really important, take this as a little bit of time for you to find the extra resources that you need with anything that you might be struggling with at the moment in terms of your breastfeeding relationship with your baby, to find a little bit more support from the inside. And just allow those changes to take place inside. And this trance really is very flexible for you. You can use it inside however it feels right to and for you. You can take yourself off to a place that you've been before, a useful place, a place that you know well, a place that you imagine to know well. And as you consider that, I'd like you to start counting backwards from 300. And just allow your conscious mind to continue with that. So let's start now. 300. 299. 298. 297. 296. 295. 294. And you've probably read all of the things that you're supposed to read. 290. And been told some really useful things, so I'm not going to tell you that you are already everything that your baby needs, or that feeding often is very normal, because your baby's tummy is so tiny.
200.
The nurture and the nourishment that you and your baby can experience as you grow in confidence with you know what to do. As you enjoy this gift, a marvel of nature, a specialness, closeness, and experiencing love. Because listening to your baby knows, and you know your baby. Don't you already know that you can relax Take your time. Have patience here. You're learning new things. With your baby learning new things at an exponential rate. And change can happen sooner than you think. When even the word discomfort contains the word comfort here, things can easily and rapidly becoming easier. So as you keep going, there are options, and your option is to listen to your making sense inside. As the slowing and softening and moving with baby's pace. Because there's an easy navigation to be had of social and cultural thoughts and ideas. Non-useful thoughts and ideas from the outside overridden completely and replaced with a certain belief in the ability of your amazing body. Warm touch, skin to skin, smell, power, your power, wisdom, and following instinct. So as you and your baby are learning perfectly together, it's normal to hold and feel your baby close, because this is just what your baby needs. It's what you need too. A listening and a paying attention to all the right voices. Being kind to yourself. Noticing all feelings, positive and negative, and accept. Letting go. Moving through. And you've probably heard of the love hormone, oxytocin. The hormone which flows within and throughout your body and your baby's body to bond. The love, the gentle love and protection that you feel. And I don't know in which part of your body oxytocin begins, or what colour it is, or the thickness or the thinness of the flowing as it flows to parts of you that need it most. Which direction, up or down, around, through, within and without, spreading, developing, transforming and changing. And as you notice now how oxytocin transforms you on the inside, looking out through your eyes. It's interesting, isn't it, to notice what oxytocin looks and feels like within, throughout your baby's body, looking out up at you through your baby's eyes. Albeit just shape and colour at such a young age. Experiencing what your baby's experiencing as nursing happens. Smells comforting, warming, textures, warmth and softness, feeling safe, feeling secure and still learning to. Still trying out new things inside as oxytocin continues to flow and tapping into newborn baby instincts to nourish your baby's experiencing now. And as you move your awareness back to your body and your oxytocin levels growing, back to looking out through your own eyes at your baby experiencing in new ways. It's interesting to know what it would be like to watch yourself and your baby from another part of the space, as though you're still looking through your eyes, but just from a different angle, different perception, watching yourself and your baby. And noticing useful things here that you can take back as you return now inside. To notice just how oxytocin has reached to even further parts of you, developing love, closeness, a skin to skin contact of beautiful importance. And I'd like to tell you a story about a friend who had a sister who had a new baby who was ready to feed out and about, outside of the four walls, in another place where there were other people. And so she found a quiet place to nurse a baby comfortably. And as she did, the place became busier, unexpectedly busier, with more and more people congregating, having conversations, just passing by, waiting. And the woman didn't quite know what to feel or how to be. And as her sister noticed this, she turned to her and said, "You're doing everything right. You can just relax. Because I know someone who walks the same way every day. And notices a house with a nest of sparrows. In the eaves, safely and securely nested away. And isn't it a gift? To have a new life. In a house, a little miracle in itself, a nest that's been feathered, created, new life created here. And even though there's a certain fragility about a sparrow, there's also a certain instinctual power inside. See, the mother every morning and several times throughout the day launches from the nest and spreads her wings to find food and nourishment for her young babies, traveling off in different directions to discover something good and useful for your family. And the sparrow finds it hard into the headwind to travel back home. And yet, she does. And sometimes there's a late frost, and the ground can be hard, and nourishment is scant and far between. And yet this sparrow has the resourcefulness of nature to take this to an abundant level and make sure that her babies have all the nourishment they need. And through whatever conditions, rain, sunshine, adverse and clement, there's an instinct inside as she muses on this as the weather warms, spring becoming easier, an abundance of food and more relaxed conditions. So she can take time to just rest on the branches of a tree. And this particular tree sits right in the very center of an island. An island where everything moves at its own pace. It doesn't matter what time things open or close. They just go with your own schedule. And the people here are very relaxed with this because this is the right way of life. And there's a wonderful support network on this island, which is always there to discover at any time you need it. The boats come in and go out. The sun still rises in the sky and sets at the other side of the island every single day. Everything in its own natural pace. And yet sometimes the boats bring strangers who step onto the shore and aren't familiar with the place like you are. And they bring their own ideas of how things should be done. It doesn't fit with the island's ideas. No. Because the island holds a deep wisdom inside. There's a tree with roots at the center of the island, and right down, going deep, deep down, holds the wisdom, the ancient wisdom, that this is the right way. And so the strangers leave as the sun goes down and leave the island completely intact with its own way of life. And women sometimes take pilgrimages to the center of the island to recharge themselves from the wisdom of the tree. And one day, a new stranger arrived. This one, though, with a familiar story to tell. She said she came from a culture where it's normal to hold your baby close. It's normal to go at your own pace. It's normal to carry your baby. I understand you. and she told a story about her ancestors. Way, way back. Sitting, staring into a flame. Relaxing with the flickering and the random spark floating high as the swirls of smoke drift off and babies nursing instinctively. Mothers holding close, wrapped in warm clothing, snuggled up warm and safe. There is no other way here. And so as the woman told the story by the tree to the women of the island who listened and recognize this stranger's story on a deep level inside. As the woman left the island to return back home, she was watched and those who watched are left with a sense of new renewal in instincts and confidence in yourself, and know that you can return to the tree to run the hands over the bark to feel its realness and wisdom power of instinct from ancient ancestors past, rising to the branches where sits a sparrow, taking rest and self-care, gaining strength to care for its young. And as it returns to the nest for the last time in the evening before snuggling up at night and not yet feathered bodies contact skin to keep warm, safe and secure inside a nest on a house which has been blessed with new life to live and learning. And so my friend told her sister, "You've got this. You have everything you need." And with those words, the people having conversations and just milling about disappeared into buildings and away, leaving comfortable space for mum and baby to work things out at your own unique